Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
All right, we made it to Thursday morning. We're happy that you're here with us, and boy, could have been a better outcome for our Cardinals yesterday. I hated to see them give up that lead, or at least the tie, and lose the game. I thought sure they were going to come back and win.
It was the rain's fault.
It was the rain. They played most of that game in at least a drizzle, if not pouring rain in some cases.
At what point do they delay the game if it's raining that hard?
As I told you yesterday, the Phillies don't come back here at all, so that game was going to get in.
Yeah, they really wanted it to happen, and they knew heavier rain was coming in the afternoon. There was no lightning, so they just let them play, and the grounds crew came out and kept dropping dry soil on or sand onto the dirt to kind of take away the spots where water was starting to pool up on the ground. That was one of those days. It was really nice to have a seat. Where that was covered.
Undercover.
Can I just tell you that?
Were a lot of fans sitting outside in the
there
rain?
There were people sitting out there in their see-through
ponchos.
I don't know if they bought them there or what, but we saw the one guy catch the home run right there next to us in the outfield. That was pretty cool.
It's nice.
It was good. So we had a good time yesterday. If you haven't made it down there yet, some great new food you can enjoy. It'll blow your diet. And you
Sling
can
a dog.
That's right. That's right. All right.
That's not what I was calling them.
No.
What?
They need a different plate for that. The pizza plate that we had would be perfect for that.
Yeah, it wasn't big enough, right, Carl?
Because it's in a hot dog sleeve, and you can't eat it like a hot dog because it is
too big.
Unless you have a really big mouth, it would
Mark
be hard
stopped
to eat.
Me from picking it. I'm going to try to eat this.
Carl. Don't.
They almost need like a bowl then.
Yes.
Yep. That would work better
because you have to eat it with a knife and fork.
Mm. Good. Now we're hungry. We're talking about. It all gravitates back to food in the morning. I'm just telling you.
Well, Mark, if the team played better.
All right. More fireworks over what's going on down in Arizona and the abortion law. But a unique take on that. We're going to talk about that here this hour, because what are they really after? That's the question. And I think that if you look at it with a critical eye, they could have changed this law if they'd wanted to, they being the Arizona legislature, which is a state controlled by Democrats right now. But right? What's the problem here? Let's just call it what it is. We're going to get to more on that for you. I got Jim Talent coming up in the next hour. I want to find out what he thinks as somebody who was, a nomination away from being the Secretary of Defense for the United States. I'd love to know his take on Bernie Sanders and some of these other radical leftists calling for us to defund Israel. I mean, honestly, that happened yesterday. I'll play you the soundbite. We'll get to that at around 7:20. But right now, let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it.
I just don't know why the networks continue to air shows with idiots like Whoopi Goldberg on them. Who in their right mind thinks that? Nobody. Nobody. And she's allowed to go on TV and repeat ignorance like that every day.
Mr. President, did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out.
See, I disagree with Donald Trump there. I'm not sure Arizona went too far. The Supreme Court ruled on a technicality that this law was still valid. It's up to the state legislature to change it. The Supreme Court didn't do anything wrong in the state of Arizona.
It would be chaos in the House. So Marjorie and I are going to visit later today and look forward to the conversation.
Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall that meeting? Mike Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene are going to meet. We're going to meet yesterday. I want to know how that conversation went.
I think this needs to be a wake-up call for our city, for our region, that this is our brand. This is our name. This is how people think of St. Louis.
So one of the architects, that's Kara Spencer, by the way, if you're wondering. She's an alderwoman in the city. One of the architects of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party completely dominating city politics suddenly thinks it's a problem, a wake-up call that another very liberal organization has done an article calling out the city for its horrible policies. This should be a wake-up call for us that other people perceive us this way. But it's true, Kara. You've helped enact policies that have driven people and businesses out of the city of St. Louis. You. Not past boards of aldermen. Of course, they're all responsible for it cumulatively. I get that. But you know, wanting to allow homeless camps in the middle of downtown, wanting to force people who live in St. Louis Hills to suddenly wake up one day and find out the house next door was bought by, is going to be turned into a group home for the homeless.
The unhoused, Mark.
As you watch your property values plummet, it's stupidity like that that has led us to the situation where we are today. This is what you need to understand what happened here. If you're thinking, Mark, what are you talking about? The Wall Street Journal did a story, and here's the headline. The real estate nightmare that's unfolding in downtown St. Louis. And it goes through to point out that the Railway Exchange building down here was the heart of downtown St. Louis for a century. Every day, locals crowded into the sprawling, ornate 21-story office building to go to work, to shop at the department store that filled its lower floors, or to dine on the famous French onion soup at its restaurant. Today, the building sits empty. Its windows are boarded up. A fire broke out last year, which authorities suspect was the work of copper thieves. Police and firefighters send in occasional raids to search for missing people or to roust squatters. A search dog died during one of the raids last year when it fell through an open window. The police chief's quoted as saying, "It's a very dangerous place. Empty, boarded up. Now the 44-story AT&T tower is empty and sold recently for the rock-bottom price of $3 million. The story goes on for 10 pages, but this sentence might sum it up the best. Cities such as San Francisco and Chicago and St. Louis are trying to save their downtown office districts from spiraling into a doom loop. St. Louis is already trapped in one. And there's nothing in this article that you can dispute. That Mayor Tish can come out all she wants and claim that, well, this is, you know, we're proud of what we've been able to do downtown. Really? You do stupid things like restrict Lime scooters in thinking that's going to draw business landlords back to downtown? If you're online, there's a group called Citizens for a Greater Downtown St. Louis, and here's their summary of this Wall Street Journal article. The most damaging part of that front page article in the Wall Street Journal is that it's largely accurate. The conditions that the article describes echo exactly what our group has been warning about for nearly 6 years, long before the pandemic accelerated the decline of our downtown. Downtown is not a victim of external forces, as some may claim. It is a product of indifference, inattention, ego, hubris, and just plain incompetence by city government, the civic community, and a few predatory and venal property owners.
That's spot on. And then you have Mayor Jones sitting there. She's quoted as saying, "The city of St. Louis is building toward a day in the not-too-distant future when downtown serves as a cultural beacon for our entire region." Does anybody listening actually think that that's possible, what she just said right there?
Well, you know, I think you can fool people. You can show them the new soccer stadium. Obviously, the Taylor family invested a lot of money in that, and it's nice. But people aren't moving to St. Louis so they can enjoy those things. They're moving to St. Louis County or St. Charles County or Jefferson County or Franklin County or Lincoln County, and then they're driving in for the day to go to the game, and then they're driving home. Now, oftentimes their cars get broken into when they're down here. They might even get robbed if they choose to take Metrolink. You never know what's going to happen. But those are the exceptions and not the rule. They don't address the policies that led to this death spiral that the Wall Street Journal has exposed here. Those are policies about defunding the police and some of the other ridiculous revenue-robbing policies of the city of St. Louis. The progressive alder people like Kara Spencer, who ran on this progressive platform of fixing St. Louis by adding more homeless camps. I don't know what their answer is.
I was just saying this morning on my way into work, I saw more tents popping up. As the weather gets warmer, I'll guarantee you we're going to see more and more. And that's what you're greeted by. If you come downtown for a Blues game, about a block or two away, you're going to see this grassy area with the tents and just trash.
Yes.
Welcome to St. Louis.
Welcome. Yeah, it's true. Camp Tish is ramping up over here by the old criminal courts building. Right across from Enterprise, as a matter of fact, Carl.
Every day.
Yep, that's right. All right, we'll get to a quick break. I did say I want to mention that Arizona abortion law and what some of the criticisms of it and what's really going on down there. We'll get to that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact. So jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the people on the left are so desperate, attacking Trump now for an Arizona Supreme Court ruling that upholds what is a Civil War era law banning abortion. This will be fixed in the next week or two. Let not your heart be troubled. I can pretty much assure that that will happen. Trump opposes the law and this ruling, or you can believe Joe's make pretend Donald Trump that doesn't exist. And you know what? Arizona's governor is a Democrat. The state's attorney general is a Democrat. The state legislature is almost evenly divided. If Democrats, you want to get rid of the law, well, you have a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you, get rid of it. They would rather use it as a political tool ahead of November. Most politicians on the left do not actually care about making your life better.
That's Sean Hannity's take. And if you listened yesterday, you heard President Trump say this. Go to cut five for us, Carl, please.
Mr. President, did Arizona go too far? Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that'll be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
What's reason? Abortion is banned in Missouri. Abortion is now banned in Arizona. Well, I don't understand the outrage here, and I disagree with Donald Trump, quite frankly, for saying they made a mistake. The Supreme Court did not make a mistake. All they did was rule that the law is constitutional in the state of Arizona, and if the legislature wants to change it, they can.
Yeah, I was very disappointed to hear Trump say that. Fine, then don't come out and say you support a federal ban on abortion. You can say, let the states decide it. But Arizona has decided it. The Supreme Court was interpreting this law, and that was what they determined should be.
Is the law of the land
right
until they change it? Now everybody wants it. Well, change it. Well, we didn't change it in Missouri.
Well, they're trying.
They're trying to change it in Missouri. Trump is looking at this through a political lens, and he knows it is a fire point for the left. But to Sean Hannity's point, I don't know if they need to run and fix it. I think they will because of the outcry over it down there. But at the end of the day, Democrats basically control Arizona. It's basically a blue state now. They control the attorney general's office. They control a lot of the statewide elected offices, including the governorship. And they have about a 50-50 split in the legislature there. So this is not a red state anymore, right? And yet they've got this law, and that's why they're all outraged. I mean, how dare you do this in a blue state? But if they want to fix it, they'll fix it. That's the point. Each state is going to have to do what they feel like they need to do here. The Supreme Court did not make a mistake in Arizona. And the media is lying to you every day when they scream that headline. This was not a mistake. You may not agree with it, but it was simply an interpretation of the law. That's a judge's job. They did their job. They didn't do it because they're conservatives or liberals. They did it because they're constitutionalists. They read the Constitution and said, this law stands. Until the legislature changes it. It's that simple. It's not complicated. Not nearly as complicated as the pitching staff for the St. Louis Cardinals. So we're going to check in with Tom Ackerman when we come back in just a minute.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman in the studio. Had a chance to run into him yesterday down at the day game, which they played, for the most part, in the rain, Tom Ackerman.
They did, and they played through it. We kind of thought that would happen, that it was light enough. I like when I can play meteorologists on the pregame show, and I'm actually correct. That's just from the experience of listening to Dean DeVore through the years.
I
looked at the radar, and I'm like, you know what? They're going to play through this. It's light rain, but they'll play through it. There's a lot of reasons for that.
But it cost them.
Getaway day for the Phillies. They play through it. The Cardinals could be playing in bright sunshine, though, and their offense would not be doing all that well. I mean, the offense is struggling right now, and the pitching is not the problem. The pitching actually is what everybody thought was going to be the problem, and it has been just fine. They added pitching, they added innings, and the pitching's holding up their end of the bargain. Their job is to get through six or seven innings and set up the offense to win the game for them and the bullpen, and that has not happened. So the Cardinals have struggled. The Blues had no problem finding offense. That was incredible yesterday. True. I mean, incredible first period for them. Scoring four goals, keeping Carl Middleman busy, four goals in
four
under
shots.
5 minutes in the first period on four shots and kept their season alive. It's really a shame, actually, that they dropped two games to the Sharks. They'd be right there. They'd be actually in a playoff spot right now. But that ends up costing them. That is too bad.
Does that get Drew Bannister out of a job?
I don't know if that would get Drew Bannister out of a job. I think what would get him out of a job is if there was another coach available that the Blues thought could do a better job. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know if there is or not. I mean, Quenneville at this point is not able to coach. He has to be a kind of brought back in by the commissioner.
Approved.
You know, that's a name, I guess, that would be out there. That would be the change in coach for me, Carl, that they would think that somebody else could take them to another level and that Drew Bannister couldn't take this young group to the next level. I think that's debatable. So we'll see.
So back to Lance Lynn for a minute. He didn't have a horrible outing at all, I didn't think. My wife, who's not a baseball fan, I took her to the game yesterday. She looks up at the screen and, Carl, what exactly did she say to you?
That's an athlete.
He looks like Fernando Valenzuela a little bit. He reminded me of that a little bit, but he's getting the job done.
Yeah, well, like I said, the pitching is not. I know that everyone focused on pitching. They didn't get enough pitchers, and the pitcher is in the spotlight always.
Right.
But it's time to put a little bit of attention on Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. Wilson Contreras has been hurt. He's got a bruised hand, but look, these big boys have got to come through. I mean, the offense has got to come through eventually. Now they need to get healthy. Lars Nootbaar is going to join them tomorrow. That should help.
Right.
He's not Arenado Goldschmidt. I mean, you know, the big stars have got to start coming through. Now, historically, teams can get a little slow in April. April is not a month for offense. I mean, it was raining. It was chilly. You know, those things do happen in April. I get it. And when the bats start to warm up in the summer, then everybody's happy. I think the Cardinals are a good team. I think they are on paper. To me, they're the best team in the NL Central. When healthy, they're the best team in the NL Central. The Cubs are almost there. The Reds are definitely exciting. They have young players. I question whether they have the pitching to last throughout the year. Don't think the Brewers are in that category. And although the Pirates lead the division, their roster tells me that they're going to fall back. The Cardinals have the best. I'm telling you right now, the believe in this Cardinals pitching, as long as it is healthy, they will keep them in ball games. The offense has got to come through, and so far they've been just inconsistent. But, you know, we're 13 games into the season. I'm not concerned. I'm panicking just yet.
Did you see the video of Matt Holliday's son being told that he was going to Baltimore?
It was awesome. Jackson Holliday. This is how life moves so fast. Seems like just yesterday that Jackson Holliday was a little kid running around in the clubhouse, and Matt's like, Jackson, get over here. Jackson, come over here. Like, little guy. And now here he is, this big stud for the Baltimore Orioles, number one pick in the draft. And by the way, his brother, Ethan, is going to be the same thing. I mean, the Holiday is going to bring another one out here before you know it.
Wow.
How old is Ethan?
He's a high school senior.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's, yeah.
So it's happening.
Should be fun to watch. We haven't talked much about the SLU head coach shirts that they're bringing in.
We will introduce him to the Billiken fans tonight. In fact, I'm going to do a show with Bob Ramsey at Humphreys tonight at 6. And Josh is awesome. I mean, I've told you a million times about Indiana State, how much I loved Indiana State's offense. And his offense and defense are great. But he's also a character. He's funny. I love the way that he has built relationships through his life, and that's how he really has built his coaching success, is that players will do anything for him. He has a great read on people. And I think people are really going to enjoy Josh Schertz in this town. And, yes, he will win. I think this is a great spot for him. You know, he was in the mix at Louisville, and some people were wondering, why wouldn't you go to Louisville? He can win right now at SLU. He can go right into the Atlantic 10 and win. This is a smart move for him. And if someday some bigger program comes in, swoops in, and takes Josh Schertz, well, you know what? He did what he set out to do. He left SLU in a better place than when he found it. And that sometimes you have to fight for those great coaches. But for right now, enjoy that you have Josh Schertz as your head coach. I will tell you that one, too. SLU's going to win.
How much time do you have here?
About a minute.
Okay. So is he going to bring his players with him? I heard that Milk Chamberlain has entered the transfer
Milk
portal.
Chamberlain. They're all in the portal.
Yeah.
They're all in the portal. So what my answer to that is, I don't know officially yet, but I'm going to guess yes, almost all of them. I think there's one on the list, Ryan Conwell, who is probably going to be coveted by every Power 5 program. He's 6'4". He's a great guard that can shoot it. I think he's going to be tough to get, but I think the other ones are very gettable. And I think that was probably part of the discussion of bringing Josh Schertz, is that those players would be enticed to follow him. And the other day, they all went in the portal the same day.
Right.
All five
right.
of the starters right. went in the portal. So, yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Kentucky's experiencing that, too, I'm afraid.
You're going to get a new coach. The coach that I said you were going to get, not Pitino, Scott Drew of Baylor.
It looks like it.
Yeah. It sounds like he's been made an offer.
I was hoping Hurley might follow the money, but I don't think he's going to. $11 million, I heard they offered him. Yeah. $11 million wow. to lead UConn. Leave UConn.
You'll have fun.
Woo! Hope so.
Drew's a good coach.
I hope so.
All right, I got to roll.
All right.
You guys are the best.
Tom.
Great
Appreciate
to see you.
See you, Tom.
See you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. Yeah. They made it official yesterday. My mom, who's a Wildcats fan, right? She is. She just doesn't always know the games are on or whatever. But she saw the headline yesterday, and she calls me with breaking news. Did you know Calipari's leaving? I'm like, Mom, that happened 3 days ago. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. I've been worried about it. He's gone to Arkansas, Suey Pig or whatever they say down there. Good luck. I like John. I like what he did for our program. Good luck. He'll bring you in a lot of NBA players who will score 8 or 10 points a game for you and then go to the NBA and become NBA All-Stars. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. It didn't translate into huge success for us at Kentucky. I'm anxious to see what the new guy does. We'll see.
Woo Pig Suey.
Oh, whatever it is. I don't care. Something about a pig.
Something about a pig. I think that's great that Tom's saying that Josh Schertz is going to be great for the SLU men because the SLU women won the WNIT. So
yeah.
I mean, I think about like UConn, how the UConn women made it to the Final Four, which was great. Obviously, the UConn men won. And just how cool it would be if SLU were able to just dominate for the men and women.
The greatest thing for SLU about this is that they have the power to draw a coach like Josh Schertz. I mean, not every program has its wish list. Not every program can go out and make it real. That guy had a great team this year and got snubbed by the NCAA and had to go to the NIT. And they were lucky to get him, but they also had the drawing power to get him, which speaks highly of the program. You have to give him credit for that. All right, quick break here. We'll get to Ethan with In Other News coming up in a few minutes. Next hour, Jim Talent and Will Scharf, who is a candidate for Missouri Attorney General and also providing legal advice to President Trump. He's going to be in studio with us about 7:35.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Aerosmith will be back in the saddle again this fall. The veteran rockers, who postponed their Peace Out Farewell tour after only a few shows in September, will return with a 40-date run starting in September 20th in Pittsburgh. The tour is going to wrap in February in Buffalo, New York. The bulk of the dates are rescheduled, but the band added 3 new cities, Pittsburgh, Orlando, and Philadelphia. Now, if you have tickets, all those previous tickets purchased will be honored for the new dates, while tickets for the new shows will go on sale at 10 a.m. local time on April 12th.
Yeah.
So they're going to be back here October 14th, and if you're lucky, you may see one horn-blowing Carl Middleman.
I'll be there. Ice and Black Crowes are opening up.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a good show.
So I saw Black Rose and Aerosmith in 1990 at the arena for the Pump Tour. And now 34.
I don't know why that's funny to me, but
now they're back.
34 years later, they're coming
back.
And
his throat is fine now, I guess.
Didn't we are the eighth show on this.
All right. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Hopefully he makes it. It looks like Margot Robbie is going to produce a Monopoly movie, a film based on the classic board game. Hasbro, who owns the property, building, and rent-collecting game in Lionsgate, said that in a press conference yesterday that Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap, is bringing the game to the big screen. There's really no information about this yet. There's no possible release date. They don't know who's going to star in it. But if there's not fistfights and crying and game boards being flipped over, it's not really Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
I think that sounds interesting.
Maybe in the updated version, New York City confiscates all the properties.
I don't know how they're going to do this.
Do they have squatter? Do the squatters stay at the houses?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole new take on Monopoly.
Is there a Mr. Moneybags?
Yeah. And then you got to debate if he had the monocle or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah.
Let's keep on with board games. It looks like one of the world's most popular board games is getting a new version. Mattel unveiled Scrabble Together yesterday, adding a second side to the classic Scrabble board game to make gameplay more accessible for anyone who finds board games intimidating.
So if you're stupid, it's easier. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Mark, if you can't handle the pressure, it's too much.
Yeah, it's Scrabble Together.
Snowflake Scrabble, is that the name of it?
Yes.
It allows players to work as a team to complete goal cards at their chosen challenge level.
So it's original Scrabble. Normal Scrabble is still a thing. They're just adding this.
Yeah, it's on the back, basically,
Boo.
On the board.
So if you can't cut it on the front, you can flip to the back.
they had a story out saying some people or the younger generation was saying, but it's too much pressure, and I feel like I'm competing against. It's too much for
That's
me.
That's the point of a game, competition.
Hello.
I will crush you.
I think they made it for people like me who cannot spell. So.
Well, I don't know that that's true, but we'll go with that.
I'm giving you an excuse.
Okay.
A slowdown in EV sales continues to snowball, with plummeting resale values acting as another roadblock. Over the past year, used EVs values have dropped faster than their gas-powered counterparts. Car search engine IC Cars said that the average price for a used electrical vehicle has fell up to 32%, while the average gas model slipped only 3.6%.
I wonder why. I just can't. Is it because of the cost to replace the battery? Possibly. People are a little nervous about.
They said that EVs, high prices, charging, lack of choice, and drive range are other things that are going into why people are not buying them.
Well, the fact that it's cold and you can't
exactly
work the charging stations.
Or the fact that if you were stuck in all that traffic on 55 trying to get to the eclipse the other day.
Hours.
I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah.
You probably would have run out of juice.
You're SOL.
Yeah.
So, is the secret to glowing skin found in snail slime? Because plenty of TikTokers seem to think so. Snail mucus is it's surged in popularity in the United States in the most recent years as a skincare ingredient, with people touting its supposed benefits on TikTok and other social media platforms. Though rubbing snail mucus into the skin might seem like a recipe for acne breakout, dermatologists actually say the benefits may include increased hydration. So even the dermatologists are saying it works.
So go find a snail and rub it on your face.
Yeah.
Just let it walk on you.
What do you think? Sue, are you an escargot fan?
The time that I take skincare advice or any advice from TikTok.
Thank you.
It'll be a cold one.
That's a great point. All right. Thank you, Ethan. Appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to talk to Will Scharf, who is in a candidate for attorney general and a lawyer for President Trump right now as well. We'll pick his brain about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.